Illinois Public Media, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. It's Friday. You've made it. The weekend is almost here. As we're doing every Friday, we're starting off with our local reporter roundtable, highlighting what's been happening in communities across Illinois. Today, Peoria. And joining us for this is Tim Shelley, news director at WCBU, Peoria Public Radio. Tim, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Brian.
And listeners, as ever, you can always join us at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. All right, Tim, so every week we're going to be focusing on local news. You are covering Peoria, and so let's start there with one of the big institutions in town, and that's Bradley University. In the fiscal year that ended, so fiscal year 2023, the university ran a $13 million shortfall. How are they planning to deal with that?
Well, Bradley University President Stephen Standiford says he wants to cut costs by 10%. That $13 million shortfall you mentioned is about 10% of Bradley's overall operating budget. It was projected that if changes aren't made, that would continue to persist in future years. So that's likely going to mean cuts. 40 positions have already been eliminated. 30 of those were unfilled positions, but it's likely we're going to see more cuts and a broader academic restructuring at Bradley University as the administration looks to get costs under control.
Wow. Do you know, I mean, and maybe it's not known yet, but is that across the board? Is it entire programs or within programs or all of the above or what?
We've begun to hear some rumors of certain departments that may be affected, but of course those are unconfirmed, so I don't want to really specify those at this time until we do get some confirmation.
Sure.
But I think Bradley is trying to determine what's the best path for them ahead to kind of stay positioned in a place where, you know, their programs are in demand among a lot of students. So I think they're looking at, you know, what are the most needed programs and what programs maybe aren't priorities.
You know, and just, I guess, for the sake of full disclosure, some listeners may be a little confused. The call letters of your home station are WCBU, which, and it used to be part of Bradley University, but you're actually, you work for Illinois State University now, right? Which runs the station there?
Correct. There's a there's an agreement wherein Bradley University owns the license for WCBU, but Illinois State University operates the day-to-day operations.
Okay, so just so no listeners were confused, you weren't talking about potential cuts to your own station at this point. So, all right, let's move on. You had another interesting story this week about high school sports. The Illinois High School Association has a new initiative. What's going on there?
So the Illinois High School Association has really recognized a problem that's been happening in high school sports for a while, and it's basically poor treatment of officials, the people making calls in games. Joe Deacon did this story for us. And the poor treatment's actually not just from fans, but it's also been reported it's from athletes and coaches sometimes. So IHSA is partnering with a organization in Lombard, Illinois, called Officially Human, and it's supposed to focus on reducing negative behavior towards officials statewide. Because I guess what happens is, you know, officials are treated poorly, and then a lot of people don't want to be officials anymore. So you end up with a shortage of people to referee high school games.
It's just a game, people. That's always baffled me how passionate some parents especially get at these kids' games. It's kids' games, yeah. You know, there's turning to a little more serious topic, there's also was recently a historic church that collapsed on Peoria's south side. What happened there?
You know, honestly, we're not entirely sure what happened yet. So last Saturday, around a little after 7 in the morning, a church on Peoria South Side, which was Christian Fellowship, or I beg your pardon, United Fellowship Ministries, collapsed. That was a former St. Patrick's Catholic Church. And basically the roof kind of collapsed. The front facade was still standing, but the building really at that point was a safety hazard. It couldn't really be repaired. So a city building inspector ordered an emergency demolition, and that church, which dated back to the 19th century, was demolished. But in terms of what happened, nobody really seems to know. The church got a new roof a couple of years ago. There weren't really any known major structural issues with the church. So in terms of why it happened, it's still kind of a mystery.
And this was a church that was being used. This wasn't like an abandoned building.
No, this church was actively being used by a organization, United Fellowship Ministries. In fact, if you look at their social media pages, they were doing, you know, Facebook Live videos from that church like earlier that week. Now, nobody was in the church when it collapsed Saturday morning, so nobody was injured. But I mean, it was an active use.
Wow. What a close call. I'm glad nobody was injured there. So I guess investigation is ongoing with that story.
Yeah, I mean, the Peoria Fire Chief, Sean Salberger, said he called it a freaky, rare occurrence. That's an exact quote. But, I mean, nobody really knows what happened. They don't believe foul play was, you know, a factor here. It's just unknown.
Hmm. All right. Last thing I wanted to ask you about is Peoria has this reputation, you know, because of CAT and other companies, of being sort of a manufacturing city. But city officials are trying to sort of embrace a shift to the technology industry. What's going on there?
Yeah, there's been a real embrace of trying to get Peoria better known for efforts for innovation in recent years. And there's a couple things going on. Bradley University has had the Peoria Next Innovation Center for about 15 years now. And that's really to provide a space for startups to get their feet on the ground and grow to a point where they can kind of find their own facility. Peoria Next offers wet labs, which I think the nearest wet lab to what Peoria Next offers is actually at the University of Illinois College of Urbana-Champaign. So, you know, 90 miles away. So it's kind of an entrepreneurial space for startups to really kind of determine, does this model work and can I grow it? Natural fiber welding is one business that's really taken off in recent years. They use all natural materials as an alternative to plastics in fashion and other applications. And, you know, they've gotten some traction in recent years. And I've got partnerships with Levi's and Ralph Lauren. So there are some success stories out of there.
You always hear Silicon Valley puns or sort of appropriations of that phrase. Has anyone come up with a good one for Peoria yet?
You know, not really. there's kind of an effort to get Peoria known as the city of gratitude. It's something that the Peoria Riverfront Museum director John Morris has coined, and it's caught on in some circles, but that really doesn't have a lot to do with innovation. But we'll see.
I've heard Silicon Prairie for other parts of Illinois. We'll see. All right. Tim Shelley is news director at WCBU Peoria Public Radio. Thanks for being with us today, Tim. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Brian.